Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota on Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.
Friends, and welcome to another episode of Lisa, Hendy, and Friends. I'm so happy today to share an amazing guest with you. Today we'll be chatting with Eric Groth, a good friend, someone that I've done some work with in ministry, and also just well known right now as the executive producer of the awesome film Paul, Apostle of Christ, coming out right now in theaters around you. And I'm so happy to welcome Eric to the show. I want to, before we jump into that conversation, just catch you up a little bit on where I've been in the last few weeks. If my voice sounds wonky to you, it's because it's a little bit tired because I've been frankly talking my face off. Since I last podcasted, I have been all over the place, and especially in this last week at the Archdiocese of Los Angeles Religious Education Congress, where I was blessed to speak three times, also working in the Ave Maria Press booth for sharing all of our awesome CatholicMom.com books and other amazing books from Ave, doing tons of podcast interviews for the new project that I have out with Danielle Bean called the Catholic Mom Cast, coming very soon to an iTunes near you, and then doing these three speeches. And also we had a Catholic Mom booth. So I did a lot of talking over the weekend, and then had one day off to come home and talk to my husband and drink a ton of tea, and then head right up to the Archdiocese of San Francisco, where yesterday had the great opportunity with my friend Matthew Warner, who's founder of Flocknote. If you don't know it, check it out at flocknote.com, to do a digital communications conference for folks from all over the Archdiocese of San Francisco. So it's been all about talking for the last few days, all about social media and missionary discipleship and storytelling. And I'm getting ready to have a little break for some travel. So don't worry, I'll be resting my voice because I'll be with my nephews, and I'm with them. I mostly listen, but that's what's been going on with me. And I've been wondering about you and what's happening with you. Some folks are coming up now to me and telling me through social media or even in person that they've been hearing the show. And I'm honestly just so happy to be back behind the microphone and just able to share these conversations with people who are out doing amazing work. So one of those today is the guest that we're bringing to you. Eric Groth is the founder of what was originally Outside the Box and is now ODB Films. And he is the executive producer on this great film, Paul, Apostle of Christ. It's actually, as you listen to this, available in theaters for you to view. And so now we're going to dive right in and listen to the trailer for Paul, Apostle of Christ.
I, Luke, send a message to all those that follow our Lord Jesus Christ. There is a terrible evil in the world. Darkness is spreading. I know you are suffering persecution. Faith is being tested. I know you question the way. But I've come to Rome to find Paul, to write his story, to bring hope, to bring light into this present darkness, and to remind us all how God changed a hateful man who will change the history of the world.
Luke, am I dreaming?
Rome is stained with the blood of our brothers and sisters.
No!
This is what trusting God gets you.
People are desperate. We're the only light left in this city.
I cannot fix their faith.
You can inspire their faith.
You risked people looking to me before Christ.
The day I heard you preach, my God, I saw Christ in you.
There are men, women, children that will never meet you. There must be a handwritten account of your acts.
What do you really know about these Christians? I am concerned with these documents.
We've got to get these out of Rome.
Do you think that we are plotting an escape?
Write another word and I send you to whatever god you want.
Luke!
I've gathered men to overthrow Rome.
To what end?
Justice!
They want revenge.
No!
Why not?
Love is the only way. When the moment comes, you will have the strength to do what is right.
Your people died today.
This world
doesn't know a thing about love.
Where sin abounds, grace abounds more.
So definitely as we lead into Holy Week and as we anticipate the glory of Easter, definitely consider Paul, Apostle of Christ, as, you know, part of your spiritual preparation for Easter. Honestly, I believe that after you see this film, you'll read scripture with new eyes and with a new open heart. And I'm so happy today to welcome one of the people who made this amazing project happen. So let's turn now to our conversation with Eric Groth. Well, friends, next up on today's episode of Lisa Hendy and Friends, I'm really happy to invite back someone that I consider, even though I don't get to see him very often, a good friend. Eric Groth is the president and CEO of ODB Films. You'll learn what that is during the course of this interview. And most excitedly, right now, he's actually the executive producer of the amazing movie, Paul, Apostle of Christ. He has a long history in ministry and a beautiful creative background, and he and his lovely wife Becky are the parents of 8 amazing kids. Eric, welcome to the show today.
Thanks, Lisa. It's such a treat to be with you. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, I'm bubbling with excitement because as you and I speak, we're just probably hours away from the official theatrical release of this amazing project. Tell us all about Paul, Apostle of Christ.
Wow. Like, where do you begin, right? Like, what a journey. I mean, to produce a film, first of all, I mean, ODB Films, we come out of a desire to serve the young church. And, you know, in the last 12 years, we've made over 200 short films for Catholic teens. And several years ago, people had continually asked us if we had films on Lives of the Saints, and we really did. So we started to explore that. And we made our first feature film, which we released in 2016, not for theater, but it kind of went straight to DVD, Full of Grace. And I know you've seen Full of Grace. It was a reflection on the life of the last few days of the Blessed Mother's life on earth. And so we produced that film. And then that film kind of led us to reflecting more on who do we want to do, you know, and Paul was certainly one that surfaced, and we connected up, you know, totally God's connection with Sony Affirm Films, and found out they wanted to do a story on the life of St. Paul, and had been reading scripts and hadn't found anyone that they really liked. And they finally read our script and they liked it. And we went on this journey, and, you know, it's kind of funny, you know, you make plans, and that whole saying, you make plans and God kind of laughs at your plans and sends you on another path, you know, like, the idea, it's just the word ridiculous kind of comes to my mind frequently. Like, how is this little not-for-profit organization who had a passion for doing short films for teens partnering with a multi-billion-dollar company who's making a film together on the life of the Apostle Paul? And it's just a privilege and a treat, Lisa.
Because through him, all things are possible. So I think... before we skip over it, I have to say to anybody who has not seen Full of Grace, I'm not surprised that that film segued to this because, first of all, it's a beautiful tribute to the woman who ultimately said yes, our Blessed Mother. And it's actually one of the more kind of compelling treatments that I've seen. There are so many, you know, beautiful Marian things out there, but there is an aura to that film that just completely brings me back to it over and over again. And so if you haven't seen Full of Grace, please add that to your watch list. Definitely great. And Eric, I mean, I just laugh because I'm sort of like, wow, so I have one degree of separation to you, because you actually made a very short video of me for my, I think it was my second book that came out from Ave Maria Press. And I remember working with you in the bookstore at Ave, you know, for this very tiny little thing that you were doing, which you were so gracious to do, and how comfortable you made me, which is not, you know, an actor feel behind the camera. And I think that that goes to show me that you approach your craft from a ministry perspective, that God's given you
awesome.
This amazing gift, and now you're using it for this. So a lot of people who haven't seen trailers of Paul, actually we're going to play one in the podcast, so you will at least hear it. But so a lot of people know that Paul is at the center of this, but the story is really his amazing relationship with Luke. And tell us who the main actors in the film are, who you got to work with on this film.
Yeah, what a privilege. So Paul is, obviously the story is about Paul, but we bring in, we're kind of reflecting on what's going on, and just briefly on what's going on in Nero's Rome. You know, this is like, it's just hard times, and Paul's at the end of his life. And so the characters that we bring in to help tell this Paul story at this point are St. Luke. And first of all, Paul is played by James Faulkner. James Faulkner, longtime British actor, just a delightful British man. So talented, raised, you know, reared in Shakespearean arts, and who's a Game of Thrones, Downton Abbey. He's been in a lot of stuff. He's just, I tell people, like, you Catholics especially, as we walk in and you probably hear a Paul reading at least every other week, if not every week at Mass, you are now going to have a visual of Paul if you go see this film. When you hear those readings, you're going to see James Faulkner as Paul, and it's beautiful. We were very privileged to have Jim Caviezel play St. Luke. So the story is Luke comes and visits with St. Paul in prison. There's a line in the Acts of the Apostles that says, where Paul says, only Luke is with me. So we know that Luke spent time on the journey with Paul. We know that Luke wrote the Acts of the Apostles. We know that they had great interactions. So it's a really neat relationship that we present between Paul and Luke. Two other characters that are really some of my favorites in the film are John Lynch plays Aquila, mm-hmm. and Joanne Whaley plays Priscilla. John Lynch was in The Name of the Father with Daniel Day-Lewis. He played the father in The Secret Garden. Joanne Whaley, people may remember as the princess way back when, I'm drawing a blank on the film. Willow, the movie.
Oh,
Willow.
Yes. I knew I knew her, and I couldn't remember what it was from. That's a...
Yep. And so they are wonderful actors, just so, and they portray a beautiful, beautiful relationship between husband and wife in this film, and how they care for one another, and how they care for the struggling Christian community, how they discern this direction and decisions with each other prayerfully. It's just that, and they're so good at their craft.
Actually,
and then we have Olivier Martinez, who plays Mauritius, the prison prefect. And Olivier has been in SWAT and other things, and he's a French actor. But just what a treat. Like, this ensemble of actors are so good, and they really brought the story to life. And then a lot of the supporting cast, really, again, adds a lot of layers and depth. I think a lot of films, you know, and maybe some of the Christian films that we've seen over the years, there's a bit of a lacking of depth in acting. Like, you get the lead actor who's really good, and not a lot of layers underneath that. I think we're really blessed and privileged to have multiple layers of great acting.
Absolutely. So I'm tumbling over myself with questions. I have to ask about working with Jim Caviezel. And I think it points to his humility and also his interest in making this film, which is not named Luke, but rather is named Paul. You know, that he's not, the film is not named for his character. And yet, you know, it really could almost be, because we meet Paul through Luke's prism. And that's significant, because so much of what we know of that time, you know, came to us from the Acts of the Apostles as well. So how was it to work with Jim? Is he someone that you knew in the past, or is this a new relationship for you?
Yeah, it's a new relationship for us. One of our other producers, David Zeelon, worked with Jim on a film that Affirm did a few years ago called When the Game Stands Tall. And so that was the personal connection to Jim. Jim, he shared with us that he had read, he's read a lot of scripts since The Passion, and nothing has really grabbed him. And he read this script, you know, and he saw Luke, and he saw, for him reading the script, it felt very real. It felt like a very real telling of that experience in that time. And he knew right away he wasn't going to be the leading man, you know, like as Luke, but it just compelled him to want to be part of it because of the story. And it's a treat to work with Jim. Jim is very missional. He's not an actor who's just skilled and talented and doing his craft and wanting to get the paycheck. You know, this is a man who is very missional. He really wants the world to know Jesus Christ. And he really wants the world to understand that incredible love that God has. And he's quite countercultural, you know, and he's very outspoken in his faith. And he and his wife, Carrie, and their family, just a wonderful family. They've adopted children from China who are all special needs kids. And he really lives his faith. So, you know, that's a privilege. And to see him, you know, in production, like going to Mass daily and making sure that's how he starts his day and praying his rosaries and carrying relics with him. Like, here's a little inside secret, like in his costume, the Archbishop of Malta gave Jim to use during the production a relic of St. Paul. And so he had that on his person.
Oh, my goodness.
As he's acting. And it was pretty amazing. You know, he's a very passionate, solid, sold out, Catholic follower of Jesus, and to work with him is a privilege. And he's just so good at what he does too. He brought a lot of humanity to the set. You know, a lot of the things that you kind of write in the script, and then the actors show up and they kind of bring themselves to it. So little things, you know, just that, and you'll see it in this beautiful relationship that he and St. Paul have. You know, just in the some of the joking and you know, that quit your complaining or calling him old man.
Yeah.
It's out of love, you know, like I love that stuff. And that's all Jim. I mean, Jim brought that like to the table, and Jim's been influenced by some pretty amazing directors. I mean, he worked with Terrence Malick. He obviously worked with Mel Gibson, and especially with Mel, and Mel really likes to keep things human and real. And Jim watched that and experienced that in The Passion, and he's brought it to so many other projects with him since then.
Well, let me ask you this, because those who aren't in the industry don't necessarily know, when we see the term executive producer on a film, what that actually means. So
what does that mean?
So what, I know it's like really important, and you're very busy, but what are you busy doing on the pre-production and then on set and now after the fact that the film is getting ready to release?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the executive producer will take on many forms, but sometimes it's just the person who brings, or the organization that brings money to the table, and they get their name in there as an executive producer, or they did something for the project. So a little bit different in that, you know, this project comes out of a ministry, so it comes out of ODB Films, and I kind of like to look at myself as, you know, I guess sort of like the team leader, you know, like it's my role to care for those people that we've hired, to care for the people around us, to make sure that they have the resources and the tools and what they need, the finances to do the best they can with their gifts and their skills. But my role through the whole thing has been, I've just been immersed in it. You know, like I was involved in the whole writing process. Andrew Hyatt, our writer director, would write. And then TJ Burton, our lead producer, and I, we would go through the script and give notes, and we would have those kind of rounds. So we were all in on you know, crafting that story. And then pre-production, just working, you know, helping lead through all those details that go into doing the film. We shot it in Malta, you know, so our team was over there for 2 months before we spent the whole month shooting it. So I got to be there for the whole production. So I was on set for every shot and every scene and around the people and building relationships and serving and trying to, you know, let our team know that every single one of them is important, you know, whether you're the lead actor or you're hanging lights, that, you know, my role is to really encourage people and to do a lot of praying, you know, when we're on in the flow of production. And I think I have the greatest job in the world, and to see a film come to fruition from beginning to end it takes an incredible collaboration of people, and it very much reflects what the body of Christ is meant to be, you know, the one body with many parts.
Well, and in a sense, your hand is on every piece of it. So, you know, speaking of the body of Christ, one thing, of course, I loved the portrayals of the actors, but I have to say that when I was watching this, one thing that really stood out to me was the relationship of the early Christian community. And so you mentioned, you alluded to it earlier, this time of incredible persecution that they're going through. And yet they're physically with one another. They're, you know, bringing people in, they're protecting people. They hurt for people who, you know, are separated from them. And I thought of it in the midst of, I spend way too much time sometimes on Catholic social media where honestly, people of faith spend a lot of time kind of sniping at each other. And my heart kind of longed for just a church that was physically, emotionally, spiritually present to one another. I wonder how this film might spark in other people's hearts what it sparked in mine, which was a question about how my parish can look more, you know, it's without the persecutions. I certainly don't want Nero's Circus, but, you know, how can we hearken back to that? So how do you feel about that impact of the film on viewers?
I love it. I think there's a strong message there is that, you know, and we can't stand on our own as a Christian. We're not an island. We need people around us. I mean, we have times of hardship that we really need, you know, someone else to carry us where we can't even walk. And then we have times of joy where we need to celebrate with people in community and realize that that's how God created us to be in community. And to see that, you know, especially in a time of crisis in that early church, and to see them come together and try to work out how are we making decisions together, I think it's an important reflection, especially in culture today where, you know, we think we're so much more connected, especially with social media, but in so many ways, I think we're so much more isolated from one another. And so I think the film will give a good glimpse at what it means to kind of live in community and have people around you who care about you and have to have a need for that, too.
Well, as part of the lead up to this, you guys have gone through, you know, exposing it to differing audiences. And one piece of that was this great event that you did at Franciscan. You know, only 2,000 people could cram into the building there to be with you in person. But I'm told over 100,000, you know, logged in for this simulcast event that was done online. Now, as we lead up to release and then next week when folks are hearing this, the week after launch, how can people who love and want films like this, what can we do along with going to the film to support you in making sure that we get more projects like this and frankly that this one prospers?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, that's a great question. And the way the message is, the message is simple. Go to the film, you know, go to the film. Buy your ticket, go see it, go represent well. We're thrilled with what happened over the weekend with the movie, the film I Can Only Imagine. You know, that was like, they anticipated that it was going to make like $4 to $6 million in the box office over the weekend, and it made $17 million. And it was just a message, you know, it was like a lot that these films are important. And when you support that, you know, and when you post reviews and you share information on the social sites and that we need these kind of films, we want these kind of films. That's a good message, and it's hard not for Hollywood to pay attention to when they see the box office results and they see participation. That gives a really strong message. And reach out. I say use it as a tool, like a ministry tool. Reach out to your friends. I think people maybe who have fallen away from their faith or people who haven't really even tapped into it at all. You know, I believe this film is beautiful and has something for everyone, regardless of where you're at in your life. And invite someone who's struggling in their life. Invite someone, maybe it might take you a little courage to invite to go to the movie with you and use it as a tool to do that.
So this is your missionary discipleship moment, folks. And it's easy. And you can have popcorn while you're doing it. So, Eric, as we get ready to let you go, because I know this is a crazy busy week for you, I'm just kind of curious about, I know that you will see this through to fruition, but what's next for ODB Films at this point?
Yeah, no, we're thrilled. Like, we're still working on what kind of short form content we're going to do. So even though we're producing these feature films and we've been absorbed in producing Paul over the last year, we still have a heart and passion to create some really great short story things. So we're kind of reflecting as a team on what's next. I will say I'm really excited, and I can't share what yet, but hopefully soon, that we have the next feature film in development. So that's pretty exciting. We're working on the script for that right now. And then our short films are still being developed, our feature films, another one for sure. And then we do parish, we do missions. We take the films and out into churches all over the country, and we use the full film or parts of the films. We call them evenings of reflection, where we actually go and spend an evening of 2 to 3 hours with your faith community, and we tell stories and we pray together and reflect on concepts from our films. So we're kind of in the process of developing all three of those aspects of the ministry.
You can look, Eric, at your background, like kind of the longer form of your bio, and see how God prepared you so beautifully with all these, you know, with being behind the camera and doing all the kind of nuts and bolts work of this, and with being in, you know, youth ministry and evangelization, and, you know, how he set you up right so beautifully for this moment in time in your career. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is like, we don't see per se the timing of things, and God knows his time. And I've had many moments where I've just stepped back in awe and having a slight glimpse of God seeing the big picture. Like, wow, you made that happen in my life 10 years ago because you were preparing me for something today. You know, and when we just listen and pray and stay connected and trust, you know, that maybe this next step in front of me doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But if we hear God saying, do it, you know, do it, because who knows what's down the road.
For the young person out there who's listening, or the young at heart person like me, you know, who's engaged in some creative endeavor where the world is telling you, oh, you know, well, that's fine that you do XYZ music or film or art or whatever, but what are you going to go do for your real job? What words of encouragement can you give to them?
I would say, like, you know, root yourself in Christ and root yourself in prayer and staying connected in the sacraments and constantly ask God, you know, be willing to say, my life is not my life. My life is your life. And whatever your craft is, whether you're in the creative arts or you're in the medical profession or you're an author or whatever you feel called to do, stay connected and rooted in prayer and constantly seek that voice and that direction from the Lord, because he wants to use his people to these, as you said, these missionary disciples. He wants us out there to be able to love and bring Christ. And we do that through all kinds of avenues of relationship and vocation and avocation and things like that.
So Eric, if folks want to connect with you and your work on social media, what's the best way to find ODB Films?
Yep, you can simply go to odbfilms.com. So our website, ODB Films. We're also on Twitter, ODB Films. We're on Instagram and Facebook as well. And you can link all that from our website, or you can just find it by going to those social media sources.
So our guest this week on Lisa Hendy and Friends has been the amazing Eric Groth, executive producer of this fantastic film, Paul, Apostle of Christ, and so much more great stuff over at ODB Films. Folks, your marching orders or your homework for this weekend, actually just a gentle invitation, go see Paul, Apostle of Christ, share the trailer all over social media, leave a review someplace like Rotten Tomatoes. You know, let your voice be heard. More importantly, let your soul be touched by this amazing work. Eric, thank you so much for the time, and God bless you in this and all the other great things that are yet to come.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Lisa.
So grateful to have that time with Eric. You know, as we recorded this interview, today is actually the family and friends release on the Sony lot. He'll be going with his family tonight to watch the film, and then it opens wide March 23rd. So by the time you listen to this, it'll be out in theaters and you can grab your tickets. And, you know, we've said it before, but honestly, the best way to make projects like this happen is to get out and to support them. And, you know, we know that the theatrical release of a film is one thing, and then it will live its life in digital release. And so this will be a gift for families and churches for years to come. So I do hope that you'll check out paulmovie.com and also check out odbfilms.com, where you can learn more about Eric's worth. Eric's work. Excuse me. Yes, all those words are jumbling away. So that's it for this week's episode. I'd love to hear what's going on with you. So definitely connect with me on social media at Lisa Hendy. Come on over to lisahendy.com. Would you do me a favor if you're enjoying the podcast? Just go over to iTunes or wherever you listen and leave me a little review. That's very helpful in spreading the word. This is a baby podcast and growing. So wherever you catch Lisa Hendy and friends, if you could just show it a little love, that would be awesome. Or if there's something that's driving you crazy about the show and you want to see it changed, I invite that too. You can drop me an email to lisahendy@gmail.com. That's Lisa, H-E-N-D-E-Y @gmail.com. So until next time, folks, God bless you. I am with you in prayer. Please, if you would, pray for me that my energy level keeps up for all that God's calling me to do, and just that that I can continue to serve with a full heart and a full voice. So until next time, I wish you and yours all the best. God bless everyone, and I'll see you next time on Lisa Hendy and Friends. God bless.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
I learned how many people we could help and how good you feel after you've helped others.
I know Lent is about giving, so I want to give.
These kids are talking about CRS Rice Bowl, a Lenten program known by generations of Catholic families. Children love it because they experience different cultures and gain a lasting impression of the people they are helping. You can bring CRS Rice Bowl into your home and experience the joy of seeing your children or grandchildren find new meaning in Lent. Visit crsricebowl.org to get started.
Rice Bowl inspired me to pray more and to pray for those who are less fortunate.
The Cincinnati Catholic Men's Conference is back. Tickets are on sale now for Saturday, April 28th at the Taft Theater at cincinnatimensconference.com or call 513-214-1534. The speaker conference roster is being hailed as one of the best lineups in the country. In rare appearances, come see Father Mitch Pacwa from EWTN, the man motivator Father Larry Richards, former Moeller High School and University of Notre Dame head football coach Jerry Faust, and the big celebrity keynote, Baz Rutten, UFC world champion, MMA world champ, and movie star. The conference theme is What It Means to Be a True Christian Man in Today's Society. Don't miss the incredible day of motivation, spiritual benefit, and fellowship with men from all walks of life. Get tickets now at cincinnatimensconference.com or call 513-214-1534. That's cincinnatimensconference.com or 513-214-1534. Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.